Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona scores. Pearsall moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall throws the ball into Held, who tags Herzog trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Snyder moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Johnny Temple. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Courtney for a passed ball. Pearsall moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Pearsall moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz now playing second base. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder bunts towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Grant covering. Safe. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Herzog moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile is hit by the pitch. Herzog moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Robinson moves to third. Gentile moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Barry Latman now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Orioles. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Gentile moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Bond pinch hits for Barry Latman. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gentile. Romano moves to third. Mike DeLahaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaus is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLahaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. Bond moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Orioles. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Bond scores. DeLahaus goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams pinch hits for Whitey Herzog. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing left field. Gene Stevens now playing right field. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen bunts in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. 1 out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeLahaz hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. 2 outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Robinson now playing right field. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Power moves to third. Held moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Power scores. Held moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Billy Heft now pitching. Bob Hale pinch hits for Bob Allen. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held tags and scores. Romano tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-3, Indians. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-4 in the game. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-4 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. the Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Adair reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly pinch hits for Billy Heft. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Adair moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.